This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, imemc.org, for September the 29th through to October the 5th, 2007. This week saw a delay in the upcoming Middle East Peace Conference until November the 26th. Elsewhere, the Israelis continued to attack Palestinians, killing at least three in the Gaza Strip. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our report with the non-violent actions in the West Bank cities of Bethlehem and Ramallah. On Friday, about 70 people gathered for a non-violent demonstration against the confiscation of land belonging to the residents of the village of Wadi al-Nis, south of the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem. The village is close to the Jewish settlement of Ephrat and a new settler road. The road cuts through the village lands and now the farmers are not allowed to reach the area near the settlement. The demonstrators marched across the new road and up the hill towards the fields, but Israeli soldiers refused to let them pass. The group included local Palestinians, Israeli activists and internationals. Before the demonstration ended, one member of the group made a speech to mark the International Day of Nonviolence, pointing to the nonviolent way the demonstrators had conducted themselves. This week at Berlin's nonviolent anti-war protest, hundreds of Palestinians from the village, accompanied by a number of international and Israeli peace activists, marched to the construction site of the wall after the prayer on Friday at noon. The demonstrators who toured the village carried the Palestinian flags and signs and chanted slogans demanding an end to the Israeli military occupation in Palestine and the dismantling of the wall. The demonstrators couldn't reach this construction site as the army had placed barbed wire on the road. As the protesters attempted to go through the barbed wire, the Israeli troops showered them with rubber-coated metal bullets and threw tear gas and sand bombs at them. As a result, four civilians were wounded, among them one journalist. In political news this week, it has been revealed that the upcoming Middle East Peace Conference has been delayed until November the 26th. Elsewhere, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has threatened to boycott the summit should the Golan Heights not be discussed. IMEMC's John Smith has more.
Israeli sources reported on Friday that next month's peace summit in Washington will be postponed until November 26th. The report came following a meeting between Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, in which both sides agreed to a joint declaration as a preliminary agenda for the upcoming conference. US Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice will arrive in the region next Monday in preparation for the Washington-sponsored summit. Meanwhile, Chief Palestinian Negotiator Saeb Erekat called on the international community to help to work towards a just solution for all parties involved. Israeli Prime Minister Olmert, for his part, voiced willingness to proceed with final status talks on contentious issues such as the status of Jerusalem, refugees and the borders of the future Palestinian state. While President Abbas suggested a six-month timetable of implementation, Olmert refused to commit to any fixed period. In related news, various media sources reported on Monday that the Syrian President Bashar al-Assad stated that his government would not attend the planned November conference unless his country's concerns were addressed. Speaking to a British news agency, al-Assad indicated that he would refuse to attend if the issue of the occupied Golan Heights was not on the agenda for discussion. Israel on Tuesday released 89 Palestinian prisoners out of an estimated total of 12,000. Of those released, 30 were from Gaza and 59 from the West Bank. All prisoners were from PLO factions. No Hamas prisoners were released. Khalil Abu Baraka, a former prisoner of 7 years, spoke to IMEMC.
Of course, we have been happy, but our happiness won't be complete until our brothers inside the jails are freed soon, hopefully. I call for the release of all prisoners, regardless of their affiliations, whether they are Hamas, Fatah or any other group.
For IMEMC.org, this is John Smith.
This week, the Israeli army conducted at least 21 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During those invasions, Israeli troops kidnapped 25 Palestinian civilians. IMEMC's Colin Bell has more.
This week, the Israeli army continued to attack the West Bank, with invasions reported in Ramallah, Jenin, Nablus and Hebron. Troops attacked Palestinian homes, searched and ransacked them, kidnapping at least 25 civilians. Thus, the number of Palestinians kidnapped by the Israeli army in the West Bank since the beginning of the year has mounted to 2,067. The Israeli military this week imposed a tight restriction on the movement of Palestinians in the West Bank as the Israeli state celebrated the Jewish holiday of Sukkot. On Tuesday night, two Palestinians were injured when an Israeli soldier opened fire randomly near the Ibrahimi Mosque in the southern West Bank city of Hebron. Among the injured Palestinians was a girl, Badria al-Karaki, 16, who sustained wounds to her leg. The Israeli government continued its abuses against Palestinian architecture and historical sites, demolishing an ancient wall adjacent to the water spring of Sultan Suleiman on Thursday. Jawan Jabarin, General Director of the West Bank-based Palestinian NGO Al-Haq, announced on Tuesday the British High Court had decided to hear the case of Salah Hassan, 60, a Palestinian from the West Bank village of Al-Juwayza, northwest of the city of Bethlehem, who has filed charges against the British government. Hassan has lost much land and property at the hands of the Israeli government and is suing the British administration for providing Israel with the equipment used to destroy his land and possessions. For IMEMC.org, this is Colin Bell.
In the Gaza Strip news this week, the Israeli army has continued to attack the coastal region using both air forces and ground invasions. IMEMC's Rami Al-Maghari has more.
The Israeli army invaded Jabalia town in the northern Gaza Strip on Monday, exchanging fire with local Palestinian resistance fighters in the area. The resistance fighters were killed during the clashes. Israeli forces refused to allow ambulances to evacuate the bodies to the hospital. Hundreds of Palestinian civilians and dozens of journalists gathered near the Erez crossing in the northern Gaza Strip on Tuesday, waiting for 29 Palestinians to be released from the Israeli presence. As the crowd gathered and headed towards the crossing, Israeli soldiers, without warning, opened fire. One journalist, Mohammed Jadallah Salem, 23, a cameraman of Reuters, was injured in the unprovoked attack. On Wednesday, the Israeli army again invaded the coastal region, this time entering the Al-Fukhari area located near Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip. Invading troops attacked houses there while tanks indiscriminately opened fire. One resident, Saeed Al-Amour, 23, was killed in the attack. In a separate operation near the Al-Maghaz refugee camp, Israeli forces kidnapped two Palestinian farmers. On Thursday afternoon, Israeli jet fighters attacked a Palestinian security post in the Rafah city in the southern part of the Gaza Strip, injuring three. Palestinian sources reporting that jets missed their targets and that those injured were civilians. The Israeli army reported that the fighter jets were targeting resistance fighters who were preparing to fire homemade shells at Israeli targets. For IMEMC.org, this is Rami Al-Maghari in Gaza.
Hamas this week accused the Fatah-led security forces in the West Bank of arresting several Hamas party members. Elsewhere, Fatah and Hamas traded accusations over a series of sporadic blasts in the Gaza Strip. IMEMC's Jane Sahuri has more.
Sources close to the Hamas movement on Sunday reported that a party member imprisoned in Al-Junaid prison in the northern West Bank city of Nablus was hospitalised after being brutally tortured by interrogators. The man, later identified as Rasim Al-Khattab, 31, was transferred to Rafidiyah Hospital in Nablus. Also on Sunday, Palestinian security forces arrested the head of Bir al-Bashar village council, located south of Jenin. Elsewhere, Abdullah Shakirat, the brother of Al-Qassam Brigade's leader Nihad Shakirat, was arrested by Palestinian police on Sunday. In other news, a group of Palestinian police officers were targeted by unknown gunmen east of Gaza City on Thursday. The assailants attacked the group with an explosive device, critically injuring three. The attackers subsequently fled the scene. During the week, sporadic blasts ripped through Gaza, leaving at least one dead and several others injured. The Hamas-controlled Interior Ministry arrested a number of Fatah supporters in connection with the attacks. Ismail Radwan, a senior Hamas leader in Gaza, spoke to IMEMC.
There are some chaotic elements that have been in contact with the Ramallah-based bodies. These elements have been carrying out some practices in order to destabilize security in Gaza.
For IMEMC.org, this is Jane Sahori.
And that's just some of the news this week in Palestine. For constant updates, check out our website, IMEMC.org. Thanks for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. This is Louisa White and Ghassan Benoura.
سبب